For the past 5 weeks, British forces have been clearing the territory between Lashkar and Garishk in Afghanistan's Helmand province. 9 British soldiers have died in the operation dubbed Panther's Claw. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown is pleased with the results.
Now that Operation Panther's Claw has shown that it can bring success and the first phase of that operation is over, it's time to commemorate all those soldiers who've given their lives and to thank all our British forces for the determination, the professionalism and the courage that they've been showing.
And facing a skeptical public, the British leader reiterated his contention that fighting in Afghanistan is necessary to keep Britain safe.
What we have actually done is make the land secure for about 100,000 people. What we've done is push back the Taliban, and what we've done also is start to break that chain of terror that links the mountains of Afghanistan and Pakistan to the streets of Britain.
But international security expert Paul Cornish from Chatham House in London says it's too early to call the British operation in Helmand Province a success. Securing the land, he says, is one thing. Holding it is another.
They've gone through the past month or so of very hard effort to reach the point where they can begin to consolidate and control ground that they've won. So by no means is it over yet. The effort has been to squeeze the Taliban, the adversary, out of certain areas, and the challenge now is to hold those areas and maintain dominance of those areas. That's surely what the whole operation has been all about.
Well, talk of what success is and how to define it went on in London. In Brussels, British Foreign Secretary David Miliband told NATO colleagues that the current operation should be seen as an opportunity to bring moderate Taliban members into the political process. NATO has nearly 60,000 troops in Afghanistan, but few alliance members wholeheartedly support the deployment, with many questioning what the North Atlantic Alliance is doing there in the first place. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.